Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Freaking first cut. Golly.
Welcome into the First Cut Podcast. I'm Rick Gaiman, and this is your round two recap pod for this week's RBC Heritage. Mark Immelman joins me. Happy Friday. Mark, good to have you.
Yeah, happy Good Friday to you and to all of the viewers, listeners. It's been a great day, I'll be honest with you, for many reasons. But being back at you at Harbour Town, Hilton Head, it was beautiful. Look, it was difficult, but the golf course is firming up. It's a wonderful place. It's a cool tournament. So yeah, it's been good all around for yours truly.
I'm just excited that you got a chance to meet the infamous Sir William Innes. How about that?
Yeah, he was taking pictures with folks, and I just had to grab him. And so he goes, "Oh, you want a picture with Willie Innes?" And I was like, "You're going to stop with a fake accent?" And he goes, "This is not fake." And I was like, "Oh, all right, whatever." So yeah, I mean, lots of fun. He was having a ball out there. The vibe at this tournament is just it's really low country cool, if that makes sense. I mean, lots of folks out there today. The crowd following JT and Jordan and Shane Lowry was massive. So it was good to see, because the last time I was here was 2020, which was the second event. Remember when we came back from lockdown, there was no one out. It was just golfers and us. There were no stands out. And to catch the different vibe now, it feels real, you know?
Yeah, that's cool. It's nice to see a live mascot. That's a college football thing. That's like when they have Ugga out there at the football games.
Ugga's a beauty, isn't it, down the way? Apparently, I found out, I'm sure someone will correct me if I'm wrong, that Willie Innes is the only tournament mascot on the PGA Tour. So he's one of a kind.
I can't think of another. I'm sure someone will let us know if that is incorrect. So do your research, people. But Mark, much more difficult conditions here on Friday than we had on Thursday. The golf course played about a shot and a half over par, and even a little bit more difficult for the guys in the afternoon wave. This was a windy one and a true test.
It really was. Look, it's a pretty good test without the wind, because you've got to be so precise with where you place tee shots, where you put approach shots on these greens and such, and just any amount of wind sort of gets exacerbated on like 15 of the holes, because actually, no, I lie, probably 13 of them, because I would say 5 of the holes are exposed. You think of 18, 17, 16, then through the front side, you've got 5 and 6 where the wind sort of whistles through the corner there. So even on a light breezy day, you got to have your wits about you to pull the right club, because just a change in gust is going to trip you up. But today it was just blowing hard, man. And there was sand blowing out of bunkers. There was pine stamen blowing out of trees. There were magnolia leaves everywhere. It was just a really, really difficult day. And it was a tough slog out there. And I tell you what, if you were shooting under 70, you were doing some work.
Yeah, I lost track of count of how many times a huge gust of wind would blow leaves all over these guys, and they had to back off the ball and all that good stuff. So a couple extra elements out there. You mentioned anything under par being very, very good, Mark. Well, how about the 67 shot by one Patrick Cantlay that was highlighted by 4 consecutive birdies to end his round? A little bit of a slow patch from Cantlay the last couple of weeks, but he seems to be going full throttle here again through 2 rounds.
Okay, I'm going to admit this. I was the guy on CBS Sports HQ 2 days ago, I think it was, who faded Cantlay because of what I thought I saw at Augusta National, which was a guy sort of fighting the left ball a bit with a driver. The putting stroke looked a little out of sequence, really. I mean, it was really long to short. The putts weren't starting on line, and I was unsure because of the form he was showing. But look at the guy now. I mean, he can't miss. Hit the ball so flush, put the ball exactly where he needed to, and ends up shooting what arguably, or certainly in my opinion, is the round of Friday.
Well, I was on that segment with you on HQ, Mark. If it makes you feel any better, my fade, Jordan Spieth, is also in the top 10, maybe on the verge of tying Cantlay for low round of the day. So we had ourselves a nice little time there.
So he is the just go with the opposite, please.
That's exactly right. How about so Patrick Cantlay, 9 under par, thanks to 66, 67 going into the weekend. That's 2 shots clear of Robert Streb. And Mark, I feel like we get a Streb sighting once every year, once every 18 months. Both his victories came at what is now the RSM Classic. So he's kind of at least in the general proximity to where he's had success on the PGA Tour.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, the thing, the Sea Pines Resort down here, the same Sea Pines Resort down in St. Simon's Island, just down the way some in Georgia. It's the same development company. It's the same sort of feel. Now, the seaside course down in Sea Island is not a Pete Dye design, but it has a similar feel to it. You're up the coastline, some this low country golf course. You've got the live oaks. You've got the longleaf pines. You've got the Spanish moss. You've got a golf course that sort of fits into the terrain between the Golden Isles and all of these marshlands very, very well. So as far as feels go, it's very much the same as the RSM Classic. The one thing they both have in common, another thing I should say, is that winds are prevalent. You're going to have to flat the ball down. And Streb is kind of like Daniel Berger in a way, where the golf ball's always flattened. And if he's unsure, he'll flatten off the trajectory. And he's just a gritty sort. And in these sorts of conditions, you're going to get the odd gust. You're going to get the odd situation where it didn't work out as planned. And the one thing about Streb, he's always very even keel. You'll never see him have a moment where he's mercurial and just loses his mind. So I certainly see a trend in the style of golf courses that Robert Streb plays well.
3 top 10 finishes this season, looking to add a 4th to his resume. And Mark, they are piling up behind Robert Streb. We're going to talk about the guys who are within striking distance and take a look at the odds board. But first, we're going to take a quick break and hear a word from our partners.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And we're back. How about this, Mark? From third place to the cut line, 6 shots. That's all it is. They are absolutely stacked. I can't remember basically the entire field that's going to make the weekend being within basically 6 shots.
Well, look, it gives a real advantage to, in my opinion, to the guys who go early tomorrow morning, because Thursday, look, I wasn't here. I was traveling up here Thursday and I listened to the broadcast on the radio, a Sirius XM PGA Tour radio. But when I spoke to people when I arrived here and I did the course reconnaissance, they were like, yesterday morning, the golf course was a bit more receptive. There was lighter breezes. And so you could sort of take advantage some the afternoon and freshen. I woke up this morning in the house over here, and we're right outside. The sea is just down the way. It was blowing from when I opened my eyes to basically when I left the golf course just a few minutes ago. So if there's a lull in the weather, which is normally like you have it around here, it's sort of quiet in the morning and picks up in the afternoon. The morning guys, the guys at like one under, two under even, you go out there and you shoot something in the mid-60s and you post, there's every chance you might be in one of the last few groups come Sunday afternoon. And that's all you're aiming for. So tomorrow is going to be a fascinating day. There's no doubt.
It's like 11 guys at either 5-under or 6-under. A couple of notables there, Cameron Tringale, Joel Damon, Jordan Spieth, and Mark Matt Kuchar, who sits at 5-under par, someone you were quite high on this week.
Yeah, well, I like I like Kuchar's game. He's won around here too, and I was alerted to the fact now that there is some rain coming in later tomorrow afternoon. Now, when I left the golf course, the forecast was for like 30-40% for storms. And when the storms come in, yeah, they're pretty much in and out. And then the weather gets suspended. So that can certainly have an influence on what goes on in the afternoon too. But right now I'm sort of banking with the way the place feels because the humidity is very low. And typically when you have storms around you, it's because of high humidity. So, I would think Kuchar, if it stays the way it is, the firmer golf course, the golf course that doesn't need you to hit the ball very long, the golf course that needs you to plot your way around there and make smart decisions and kind of take the rough and the smooth, that's sort of right up his alley. And when he won here, the wind was humping it on the final day. So I'm sure he'll be quite content. In fact, I believe all the chasers would be happy with some windy conditions tomorrow afternoon.
Well, if you like one of those chasers, now is the time to get your wager in because our friends over at Caesars Sportsbook, basically everybody besides Patrick Cantlay and Joaquin Neiman is 20-1 or longer. So still some good odds available on the board. It's Neiman who sits at 14-1. Mark, he went out early on Friday, got his round in, but it's Patrick Cantlay who Caesars is zoning in on here. He is +150, 1.5-1. That's a significant gap between him and the rest of the field.
Yeah, well, look, the way he's playing right now, it makes a whole lot of sense. And let's not forget, he's the reigning PGA Tour Player of the Year and the reigning FedEx Cup champ. But just to Neiman, I had a brief chat with Waco at Scoring earlier today. And I'm like, how are you doing? And he's smiling. He goes, no, good. And he shot 1 over par, 72. And then Gary Matthews, his caddy, said, so what's the plan? And he goes, pack him up, we're done. And when you get a guy who plays in the morning and is not going to practice in the afternoon, that sort of tells you that this guy knows where the game is, knows where the ball striking is, so he feels pretty confident. So, look, it's still a lot of golf left, and anything can happen. The kind of golf course here where you can see multiple shot swings very quickly. But Cantlay, you know, he's got all of the tools. With this we know. And he just seems so comfortable right now. Compared to the guy that I saw last week, whatever happened on the drive up, from Augusta National to Harbour Town Hilton Head Island is I won some of that because it's been miraculous.
Yeah, really good stuff. As I mentioned, Patrick Cantlay too clear of Robert Streb, and then everybody else at 6 and 5 under par. Plenty of guys who are going to be in the mix over the final 2 days. Mark, what's your post for tomorrow? Where can we find you?
Well, I'm going to have the final group. Dottie Pepper is moving into a tower tomorrow, so I'll have Cantlay and whoever's alongside, which I'm looking forward to. Fun tomorrow, they're going to have Colt Nost and Amanda Ballyhonis manning 17, the par 3, like they did at 16 over at the Waste Management Phoenix Open. So it's not like you're going to see the hysteria at 17, yeah, like you did in Phoenix earlier this year, but that'll be fun too. So yeah, I'll be out with the final group and looking forward to watching Patrick Cantlay play. Incidentally, inside track here, I had him in the final group. I had him at Phoenix, and his caddy, Matt Minister, and I had a little wager for dinner. And I owe Matt, the Reverend, dinner. So I'm going to try and get that back tomorrow afternoon somehow.
All right, keep it posted. I, I love that. All right, we're looking forward to it as well. We'll be back after rounds 3 and 4 to break it all down. But for now, let me give a big thanks to producer Jacob, does all the hard work behind the scenes. Mark Immelman, you can find at @Mark_Immelman. And you can find me on Twitter at @RickRunGood. This has been The First Cut, and we'll catch you next time.
You can now relive the best moments of the UEFA Champions League 24/7. The UEFA Champions League channel is a new 24-hour streaming channel serving non-stop goals, highlights, and full match replays from the world's most prestigious club competition. Reminisce on your favorite moments, legendary players, and brilliant goals with the UEFA Champions League channel, streaming around the clock on Pluto TV and the CBS Sports app.